coffee, say you drink it black without anything in it.
Yeah, that's what I drink.
Do you call that anything in particular, or?
No, we just call it coffee.
Just black coffee. I never... Pardon?
Barefoot coffee.
Oh, barefoot coffee, right. And you drink your coffee, you say, nothing in it?
I don't ever put no sweetening on nothing, and I just drink the coffee straight. Mm.
See, have you always had some dogs out here?
Yeah.
Have you always had dogs out here?
Oh, yeah. I've got two hound dogs now. My grandson hunts with them.
And you've always had some?
So... One of them got run over and killed and somewhere out in your car hit him. They'd hunt. Our grandson had heard about possum hunting.
Mm-hmm.
He took a notion last winter he wanted to go possum hunting. Came out here and said, Papa, where's the dog? And I said, I've got two of them up. Big boy hadn't ever got in. They went out and he'd got in and they fed him. I done fed the others. They went through these woods over here and a possum hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's pretty good sport.
Oh, I bet.
And the time they got in the woods, the dogs struck a possum. Way they went, and they caught a big, fine possum, and dogs had barked and everything. And
I love it. That's great.
He was just carried away with it. Of course, I was raised back down to we possum hunted all every winter. And we'd have kindling. We'd go by the stumps. Cut our kindling off of them, and that's what we had for a torch.
Oh.
We'd go all the way through the woods elsewhere.
After the possums and things?
Hunt possum.
If you wanted your dog, say, attack someone, what would you, is there anything in particular you'd say?
Well, we never did do that except cattle, hogs and things. We'd stick them on the hogs, and that's when they run them.
Yeah. How would you stop him?
Well, we'd just scold him.
Just scold him? You wouldn't call him anything?
They just drop down and come on down to us.
Mm-hmm. See, and you said that you had cows and bulls and things?
Yes, sir.
And you kept those, you were talking about you kept them in the barn?
Yes, ma'am.
How many, what did you use to pull your wagons with?
What
did you use to pull your wagons with?
Mules. Most of the time. Sometimes we worked horses.
Mm-hmm. How many mules did you have?
Well, we ended up with three.
Three? Mm-hmm. See, if you were talking about your cow and its baby, what did you call the little one?
Calf.
Mm-hmm. And you say you had horses and different types of horses. What did you call it when you put the things on the bottom of their feet, the horses?
Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have shoes on these rocky gravel roads that wear the feet out
here,
tenderfooted.
How often did you have to do that?
Well, it took a trained man. He got his rasp and drawer knife, and he'd put that roof up, and
mm-hmm.
he'd smooth that down. He'd put his shoe on there, and then he'd set it. He had the forge blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to have in our readers about the blacksmith.
Yeah. You had to take them into town for that?
No, that there was blacksmith shops all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just any farmer, and he wanted to, if he had time out from his crop, he could soon learn to do it.
Oh, so you would do it sometimes?
Well, I did it in a little bit, not much. I never did have time. And most all the farmers had the shops to sharpen the